Your story is your testimony, not your identity. Shift your mindset, elevate your perspective, become who God called you to be. This is the journey of you. Welcome to the journey of you, the place where faith meets growth and where courage rises to rewrite the stories that once tried to define you. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis, coach, author, communicator, and a companion on this path of becoming, committed to helping you step fully into your God-given identity. Each week, we slow down long enough to hear what heaven is whispering. Together, we peel back the doubts, the old labels, and the limits that life tried to place on you. Here, you learn to shift your mindset and elevate your perspective so you can walk heart first into purpose, clarity, and the kind of confidence that is birthed from truth, not tension or trauma. This is your invitation to breathe deeper, think higher, and see yourself the way God sees you, loved, called, and full of possibility. So wherever you are, settle in. Your journey is unfolding, and you don't have to walk it alone. Welcome back to the journey of you. I'm so grateful that you're here. You know, I was thinking the other day about how often we walk through life with our arms tucked, just like this, close to our chest. We're guarded, braced, holding everything together, trying so hard to manage life in our own strength. And then I pictured Jesus, arms always wide open, not tense, not closed off, not waiting for us to get ourselves together before he draws near. Just open. Available, ready. And it stirred something in me. A reminder that his posture towards us is never resistant. It is an invitation. And maybe, just maybe, the posture of our own hearts needs to return to that same openness. Today's episode is really a gentle invitation to step into the truth that Jesus' arms are always open to you, accepting, embracing, drawing you in with a love that doesn't waver. It's also a reminder that our arms were meant to mirror his, to stay open in surrender, to stretch wide in worship, to live unguarded before the one who formed us and knows us. My prayer is that today's conversation really helps you rediscover the freedom of being fully received and the beauty of fully surrendering. We live in a world that teaches us to protect ourselves at all costs, to hold back, to stay reserved, to control everything we can. But the kingdom operates differently. Jesus calls us into a love that doesn't shrink away from our mess. He pulls us close, even when we're uncertain, when we're weary or ashamed. His arms never fold in disappointment. They never close in rejection. His arms stay wide because his love is steady. And that truth does something to our souls. It frees us. It softens us. It reminds us that we don't have to earn our way into his presence. We simply return. But the second part of today's teaching is this. Our arms were made to open too. Not just in worship on a Sunday morning, but in the everyday moments, choosing surrender over striving, choosing trust over fear, and choosing praise over pressure. Open arms say, "I'm yours, Lord. Lead me." They say, "I release what I cannot carry." Open arms say, "I trust your heart more than my own understanding." There's a freedom that comes when we stop clenching our fist around control and instead lift our hands in total surrender. So I want to read a few scriptures to you. We're going to start with Luke 15:20. With great compassion, the Father ran out to meet him. He swept him up in his arms, hugged him dearly, and kissed him over and over with tender love. This is the posture of Jesus toward you, not waiting at a distance, but running with joy to embrace you. His arms stay open, ready to receive you again and again. Second scripture, Psalm 63 and 4. Daily I will worship you passionately and with all my heart. My arms will wave to you like banners of praise. This is our response, arms lifted like banners, surrendering to the one who satisfies our souls. Worship is not a performance. It's an opening, inviting God in. Psalm 143:6. I stretch out my hands to you. I thirst for you like a parched land. Open arms are a sign of longing, of humility, of acknowledgement that we need him. His love meets us in that place every single time. So today, I want you to take a moment to reflect. Where have you been holding your arms closed? Is it emotionally, spiritually, physically? What would it look like to open your posture again toward God? What is he inviting you to surrender, to release, and to trust him with? I want you to think about those questions. Even pull out your journal and write it down. It might not be in all of those areas, but what is one area that, even if it's physically and you just see your arms folded like this, well, then people feel like they can't come and talk to you. They can't, you know, open up to you or have a conversation with you because you're closed off even physically. Do you find yourself doing that a lot because you don't want to interact with people? Is it emotional, where you have that wall and that guard up and you don't want to talk to anybody or interact? Is it spiritual, that you reserve that time with God just for Sunday morning, or the few minutes of saying grace before you have a meal, or just before you go to bed at night? Do you see yourself closed off anywhere where your arms are just folded and you're keeping everyone else out? Think about that. And then what will it take for you to actually unfold your arms and open them wide to invite Jesus in, or anyone else for that matter? Is there something that God is asking you to surrender and give to him and trust him completely? I will tell you that that's what happened to me just a week ago. I was at church and I'd been having a conversation throughout the week of just how a lot of conversation and interaction was surface level, and that it was like, okay, you know, certain things were happening that, you know, were okay on the surface level, but it wasn't doing anything for everything underneath the surface level, which was like the iceberg of all of my feelings, disappointments, you know, trauma, just different things that I had gone through and been carrying. And it was very strong. And it was like, I knew it was there, but it didn't bother me, I guess, or I had learned how to suppress it and just stay on the surface level. But it was like that iceberg was coming up to the top. Maybe it was starting to melt. And so it was starting to bounce in the water. I don't know, but it was like, I need to address this, but I didn't know how. And that's where I was having a hard time, because it was like I wanted to move forward, but it was like I was stuck in that iceberg. And I remember being in church and pastor was like, okay, you need to, I hear God saying, you know, you need to release, you know, do you trust me? And it was at least a couple hundred people in church, okay? But I felt like he was saying it directly to me. And I was like, God, I hear you. And then it was like, well, then take a step of faith. Come up to the altar. Prayer team didn't even come up that day. He was like, nope, we're not even going to call the prayer team. This is your moment between you and God. I don't know how many people went to the altar that day because my eyes were closed, but I just raised my hands completely wide open. And I was just like, God, I trust you. And he was like, no, I want you to give me all of it. And I was like, are you sure? Obviously, if there's anyone we can give it to, it's God. But that's still scary, to trust him in blind faith. He's the one person that we can fully trust completely, but it's still scary. Not scary because he doesn't know how to handle us. Not scary because he doesn't already have a plan, because he absolutely does. But scary because it means we've got to release control. And that's not so easy for us to do. And so there I was, and it was just like, okay, God, yes, I say yes. I'm going to give it all over to you. I don't know what it means. I don't know exactly what you want me to do, but I trust you. And even if I can't trust this situation or this person or this particular, you know, thing in my life, I will trust you because you are constant and steady. And I know you've got me. Even though I have no idea how you're going to do A, B, or C, I trust you. And it was that total surrender, which is all that he was asking for. And I remember one of our young adults was standing close by and he started singing, I Give Myself Away. I used to play that song by William McDowell all the time, but I hadn't heard it probably in a year or longer, if not more. But as he sung that song, it was just so uplifting and encouraging. And he himself had just gone through an accident. And so he wasn't even supposed to be singing. You know, they wanted him to fully heal, but it was like God had him in that moment too. So even while God was ministering to him and allowing him to sing and use his voice, it was ministering to me too. I'm sure everybody in the room was being ministered to because there was no music playing. It was all a cappella. And it was just God's children singing to him and trusting them with their lives. And so that's what I want to encourage you to do today, to have your arms fully wide open in full surrender. God's arms are already open, ready to welcome you in, to wrap his arms around you and love you and envelop you in his presence. All he's asking you to do is open your arms and receive him and allow him to come in. And so today I encourage you to surrender and give control over to God. So let's pray. Lord, we just thank you so much for this day. We thank you, Father, that your arms are continually wide open, ready and willing to accept us, Lord. We thank you for sending your son, who also stretched his arms wide, Lord, and gave up his life. He laid it down so that we could have direct interaction with you, Father. There's no greater love than that a man would lay down his life for his friends. So we thank you, Lord, that you loved us enough to send your son. And that he loved us enough to complete that part of his assignment and stretch his arms wide, Lord, so that we could all then be welcomed into the kingdom with you. So we pray over each and every person that is listening today, Lord, that you help them, Father, to unfold their arms, to open their arms wide, Father, to you, Lord, to seek you with all of their heart, mind, body, and soul, Lord, and understand and trust that you're going to take care of everything else. As long as they seek you first, everything else will be added unto them, Lord. So we thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. We thank you for your promises. We thank you, Lord, that they are yes and amen. And we thank you that when we open our arms and freely let you in, Lord, that you'll take care of everything else, that we can release control because we are safe with you, Father. So we trust you, Lord, even now in this moment, Father, facing any fear, let our faith be greater, Father, because you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And we ask these things in your sweet Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you guys so much again for tuning in. If today's episode encouraged your heart, please download it and share it with someone who may just need that reminder that Jesus' arms are always open and theirs can be too. And remember, never let anyone or anything stop you from blooming. There is something great inside of you that others need. So dare to just be you.
Thanks for being here on the journey of you. If this episode blessed you, take a moment to connect with me. Whether through email, Substack, or the contact page at tonydbennis.com. I'd love to walk alongside you with encouragement and truth for your journey. Until we meet again, stay rooted in faith, anchored in purpose, and bold in who you are becoming.